The final chapters of Genesis reveal crucial prophecies and historical events that shaped the future of Israel's tribes. These prophecies, delivered by Jacob on his deathbed, created lasting implications for the 12 tribes and their descendants, establishing patterns of challenge and blessing that would persist through generations of Jewish history. Israel's prophetic blessings for his sons created a significant divide between those destined for prosperity and those warned of hardships. The more fortunate sons included Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, and Benjamin, who had Israel's DNA. These tribes would generally maintain their identity and play significant roles in Israel's future. Their blessings suggested prosperity, leadership, and spiritual significance in the developing nation. In contrast, Jacob issued stern warnings to Simeon, Reuben, Dan, Naphtali, Asher, Gad, and Joseph. These prophecies would manifest in various ways throughout their tribal histories. The aftermath of Jacob's death marked a pivotal turning point in the narrative of the Israelites in Egypt. Despite Joseph's support of his brothers and his elevated position in Egyptian society, the situation deteriorated significantly after his passing. Genesis 49:5 illustrates Laban's descendants, carrying what's referred to as Cain's DNA, became enslaved in Egypt, fulfilling the prophecy of Kame's captivity. Genesis 50:24 illustrates, Joseph asked his brothers to leave Egypt. Then upon Joseph's passing, it began the 430-year period of Egyptian house of bondage suffering events that would only end from Moses' divine appointment, manifesting Israelites' Redeemer. This extended period of slavery transformed the Israelites from honored guests in Egypt to an oppressed people requiring divine intervention for their liberation. The camping structure of the Israelites reveals important spiritual and political distinctions among the tribes. Moses and the priests specifically positioned themselves near only three tribes, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. This arrangement wasn't random, but reflected deep spiritual and political significance. The proximity to spiritual leadership would have profound implications for these tribes' future roles in Jewish religious life. The other 10 tribes, which would later form the Northern Kingdom, faced a different fate. They were scattered and largely disappeared from historical record, their distance from the spiritual center perhaps contributing to their eventual loss of distinct identity. The text makes crucial distinctions regarding genealogy that would influence tribal destinies. Perez carried Laban's Cain DNA, making Zerah the only true son of Judah in this context. This bloodline distinction becomes even more significant with the revelation that Judah's son Benjamin is actually an aspect of Zerah, creating an important connection between Malach Yisrael and Aben Yisrael, who are identified as identical to Zerah. These genealogical connections would influence the spiritual and political authority of different tribal lines. The implications of these genealogical connections and prophecies played out dramatically in subsequent Jewish history. The division between the tribes blessed for prosperity and those warned of hardship manifested in real geographical and political separations. The Northern Kingdom's 10 tribes, largely disconnected from Moses' direct lineage in the priestly camps, eventually lost their distinct identity. Meanwhile, the southern tribes maintained stronger connections to their religious and cultural heritage, preserving their identity through centuries of challenges. Genesis 15:13 illustrates God informed Abram the specific bloodline called Yahya, which is bloodline of the opposition toward Abram, going to be foreigners in a land that is not theirs, and the people of that land enslave them and oppress them for 400 years. The Hebrew term Yahya is associated with Cain's bloodline. Joseph's role in this narrative deserves particular attention for its complexity and foresight. Despite his elevated position in Egypt and his efforts to sustain his brothers during the famine, he ultimately advised them to leave Egypt. This warning, though unheeded, demonstrated remarkable foresight given the enslavement that followed his death. The subsequent 430-year captivity transformed the Israelites' status in Egypt completely, requiring divine intervention from Moses for their liberation. Joseph's story illustrates how even great prosperity and favor can be temporary, and how prophetic warnings should not be ignored. The camping arrangement around the tabernacle established a pattern of spiritual hierarchy, which would influence Jewish religious and political structures for generations. This physical arrangement reflected and reinforced the prophetic blessings and warnings given by Jacob, creating a tangible manifestation of the spiritual distinctions between the tribes. The proximity of certain tribes to the spiritual leadership would have practical implications for their access to religious instruction and their role in religious ceremonies. The genealogical revelations about Cain's DNA through Laban's bloodline and Zerah's bloodline from Seth's DNA add another layer of complexity to the narrative. These distinctions appear to have influenced not just family relations, but the very destiny of different tribal lines. The identification of Benjamin as an aspect of Zerah, connecting to both Malachi's role and Abania's role, suggests a deeper spiritual and political significance. These connections would influence tribal relationships and authority structures during Jewish history. This period set the stage for centuries of Jewish history, establishing patterns of tribal relations, spiritual authority, and political division that would persist long after the Exodus from Egypt. The fulfillment of Jacob's prophecies through the Egyptian captivity and eventual redemption demonstrated the accuracy of his prophetic vision and the long-term consequences of tribal distinctions and decisions. The eventual loss of the 10 tribes and the preservation of southern tribes. True Jewish identity shows how these early prophecies and arrangements had lasting effects on the Jewish people's development as a nation. The complex interplay of prophecy, genealogy, and tribal hierarchy would influence Jewish history many centuries after these events. The distinctions established during this period would shape religious authority, political power, and society influence. Understanding these early developments helps explain many later events in Jewish history and the eventual structure of Judah Kingdom. Thank you for listening, and please follow Torah Truth Podcast. Until next episode, stay blessed.